All right, so the question...
Do we need to review the facts?
Right, well, we always got to review the facts, always. So what's the question? So the question is... Yes, what's the question?
There's two methods of answering this thing. We're finding it all along. There's two potential methods of measurement. One is vis-a-vis the trachea, and it goes through the bronchus and drops into the lung without puncturing anything.
Right.
The other is it goes down the esophagus, takes a nice U-turn through the intestines, comes back in, pokes through the stomach into the lung.
It's kind of like a U-turn, I guess so, yeah.
Right, it's like, yeah, I think it's U-turn.
Right. Okay.
Which is one side to one, which is one side to the other.
Right, it's a very strange machlokas. Very strange machlokas. No? I know the Alcabes Horowitz tandem has something to offer. Josh? Because I think Raf did the last one.
Yeah, but this is...
Let's go. New. I want to hear Gaspara. Was is that what was your original question?
Bomb?
Yeah, he wanted to know one simple thing. He wanted to know, yeah, but what do you mean by the bomb?
As in, if you find something that's for sure gonna kill it, like there's no sign of damage or anything in the cow yet, but if you find something, say like a time bomb, you know for sure that cow's gonna die, is it considered a fit?
Right. So I think, I mean, putting aside, we don't have to go as far as to say that, but he's hitting the right point. I think the real issue here, the needle is simply expressing a certain halakhic question that the Gemara has. And the question the Gemara has is that we know when you actually have a treif in front of you, what you guys are saying I think is beautiful. When you have a treif in front of you, if you have a nekev, okay, you can say this thing is going to die. Right? You can call the treifa. And even if you have a sircha or whatever, at least you have a physical thing that's attached to, what do you call it? It's part of the cow, but also it means there was a treifa there. There was a nekev. But now you have something funny. Now you have this form. Now you have this needle, okay? So let me work from what you guys are saying upwards, okay? What they're saying is that they're saying there's two ways you could look at the needle, and then I'll show you what the overarching issue is. Two ways you could look at the needle. One way is you could say that's just a foreign object that happens to be lodged inside the lung, right? It could be anything.
Same as a ball of lint.
Okay, same as a ball of lint, right? Or do you say no? What makes the needle? Why do they pick on the needle case? They're picking on the needle case. What makes a needle unique? A needle is a damage-causing instrument. What it does is one thing and one thing only. It causes damage. And that later on, unfortunately, because I know later on what the Gemara is going to do, I had this far first, but later on the Gemara is going to prove that point because you're going to get into a case of if it's sharp on one end and dull on the other. Okay? But you see, why does it pick a needle? Because what you're saying is right. You're saying is that can you extend the idea of a treifa? First we have vada treifa. Then the next category over is a treifa that was there, but now we're not sure how the healing took place, those issues. Resircha example. And then even further than that is, can you actually say trefa and potentia? So what would the trefa and potentia thing be? The needle. The needle is something that has in it the feature of something that causes trefa. So the real question comes down to is that, can we, and this is what you're right all along, can we extend halakhically, is there such a thing halakhically to say that there's something called a trefa and potentia, and they use the needle case as the case express said, or no? The fact is that you're only limited to what exists within the animal itself. You can't start introducing ideas of physical objects that have in them certain characteristics and therefore start calling a trefa and potentia. Such thing doesn't exist. Either you have a trefa in front of you, you don't. Yes?
So I don't have like an actual concept on this bar, but we
were saying before, like it's crazy. It goes to this whole journey. That's the whole point, though. It's not the journey that's the issue. That's the one nugget that you gather. In other words, it's abnormal to say that the thing travels through the stomach. But the point isn't the abnormality. The point is that when that needle goes in there, you know what we have to assume? We assume what's that needle doing?
Damaging.
It's causing damage everywhere. Point is, it's a damager. So now they're going to pick the path that it took is the esophagus path.
All
right, so let's go back to the Gemara. So now the Gemara says, Hahi Machta.
Hahi Machta,
okay, so now we've been in a funny case. Now I don't stop asking logistically how you have half a lung. I don't know. I don't care about that. But anyway, what happens? This is what you see. You guys see this? Everyone see this? Right? Needle's poking out. Don't worry about the direction. It's poking out of there. Okay. Now let me ask you a question. Before the Gemara even continues, what should you say at this point? Right. Who cares if it's half a lung or full lung?
I think it should be a problem because it's half a lung.
No, but it doesn't mean the cow is half a lung. It just means that when you open it up, what do you call it?
Cut the lung in half, no?
They cut the lung in half, whatever. Came across it, okay?
But you don't cut the needle in half?
What?
So you
You cut the lung, and that's what you found inside. Okay, now what happens? Aisua lekamei. Okay, so first, what does Rav Ami say?
Says kosher.
Why?
Why? I don't know.
No, no. Okay, think about why.
Why? Because it's no problem. Because I got it by the trachea.
So Rashi says the kasavar simpona nakat the chisar mifnim losh me chisaran. So how did it get there? It got there through the simpo. Now, no one's asked one question, which is kind of important. I asked the question in the beginning. Oh, let me just pause it. So at this point, what do we know? So Rav Ami says it's kosher. Why? Because he's going to assume it's a regular, a good old simpon case, right? Travel down the trachea into the bronchial. Good old, that's it. O-L with a...
Right, yeah.
Okay. Viter. So Zika, it doesn't matter who, but that's a kasha in Rav Ami. Okay, so now it wants to revisit this chisaron issue. I'm not going to answer. I don't care about the sabbin. That's a good question. But the Gemara, because that's a separate issue. But the Gemara wants to revisit the chisaron issue and say, oh, maybe you'll say, maybe we'll go back in and say the reason why it should be treif is because it's a chisaron. So the Gemara says, no, hadar shadur lekamei. That's your cue.
Sorry, I've been distracted.
Okay.
Hadar shadur lekamei.
Rabbi Yitzchak Nafla. So then they sent the same question to Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nafka. What happened? Sabar lak shura. Same thing again. Arish nikar shura. So it turns out not everyone was satisfied with the idea of a chisaron of the shmei chisaron idea. Whatever. That's a good. That's not an issue. The fact you're just missing tissue alone should be a problem.
On the outside or inside?
Inside. Okay. So the Gemara says no. So now comes the key point here. Hadar shadur lekameh.
Ah.
Okay. So now one second. So now this came back to Rav Ami again. Okay. And what did he say? Right. He says strefa. Go back up. Right. Sever lach shure.
That's him. Yeah. Rav Ami sever lach shure.
He was gonna mach shure. Now he decides to strefa it up. Why? Yeah. One second. So you see, Rav Yochanan and the Rashi brings it down. Who are the Rabbanan here? Rav Rabbanan, Dil'el Machshirei, Rav Yochanan, Rav Elazar, Rav Chanina. Because what do they hold? Exactly. So what does the Gemara say? Savah Amar Lahens, he says to them, what?
Like, people like Rav Yochanan, Rav Elazar are not part of the Rabbanan.
Amar Lahens.
He's like three verses.
Amar Lahens. Okay. Well, so let's look at that. So they makshir. Why do they make it kosher?
Well, they know what the reason for the.
And what's that reason? Rashi.
Rashi. Shahari the ace call.
Boss.
Shahari boss call Haria. Lefnim. Harua Shalama.
Shalema.
Shalema. Hilka. Al.
Korkach. Darachan and Nechnesa. All right. Where? I don't know. So what is he saying? What's Rashi saying?
The weird
of course they could kosher it. Why can you kosher? Why did they kosher the case? Because they had a whole lung. When you have a whole lung in front of you, you know what you could do? You find a needle in a whole lung, you can say, how did this get there? It came by the trachea. That's how it got there.
A whole
lung.
A hole in the lung?
No. W-H-O-L-E.
An entire lung.
Why
would they not have an entire lung?
Because this case was half a lung.
Not like you're looking at half the lung, but the cow has half
a lung. No, the cow's a full lung, but you cut it. I don't know, whatever, the guy cut it. Who cares?
It makes no sense. If you cut it, then it'll be still a full lung.
No.
How?
What do you mean? Yeah, where's he going to get the, what reason is he used to make it kosher?
Right.
Right? Stop. Right? So what does that mean? Dilma, Yehava, Rea, come on, Minikva. Rashi? Dilma. So now
you can start playing
that. Now our first hint to what? Some idea of probability, right? Finally, there is some idea. There is something probability lurking in the background. Unfortunately, you guys pulled the trigger too soon. So what's the Gemara telling you? So what does this mean? Dilma ihava rea kaman minikva. Right? If we had a ray in front of us that was whole, what could we say? Hainu roim sheish ba nekev. We could see if there's a nekev in there. And then what? And we say, normally, how does it go down? What? Which is?
The gullet.
Esophagus. Right? So we can say that. And therefore, if it, normally, if the probability is it goes down esophagus, what are we going to say?
It's strafe.
It's strafe. Okay? Okay.
What is the case of the half lung?
I don't know. He came across a half lung. It was a full lung at some point. A piece of it broke off.
What?
I don't know. It's, for some reason, okay, listen. The Gemara likes... The Gemara rejects this. Hold on. The Gemara rejects this road. The Gemara says, one second. You're saying that the difference is if I had a whole lung versus half a lung, right? So this is time of the lessa, okay? That's not the reason why. The reason why he says it's trafe isn't because it's half a lung and full lung, like what you guys are saying. That's crazy. Who cares if it's half a lung or full lung? It doesn't matter. Rather what? Ha-isa.
Ha-isa.
Velo minkavak shira. But one second, and if we had the whole lung in front of us and we didn't see a deck of that, I'd say it's kosher. Right? Meaning you can't play the probability game. You're saying if I had the whole lung, I'd say it's trafe because I'd say probability went through the esophagus.
Wait,
right?
So who is this? How is this a fetish? Because the other person already said that this is trafe anyways, right? One of them says it's trafe, one of them says it's kosher.
Who? What? What's
it?
Right.
Lung,
it's a machlokas. There's a machlokas. Correct. So he says no. He says v'ha amar Rav Nachman. V'ha amar Rav Nachman.
How does it? The rea the nikev trefa.
Oh, but one second. What do we know? What do we know for sure?
There's a hole in the bronchioles.
Okay. So now the Gemara has a great question. This is the real question now. How can you ever tell me the case of the whole lung is kosher? You can never have a case of the whole lung is kosher. You know why? The only way the needle could ever get to the lung tissue is through the bronchioles. And you can't go through the bronchioles without making a hole. And what does Rav Nachman say about holes in the simpone? Trafe. Trafe. It's a question on anyone who holds his kosher.
Yeah.
No, because you're only talking about chisaron.
Oh, yeah.
Right. This is on the sheet as a whole is kosher. How can it be kosher?
No, we didn't see the case.
Yeah, one second. So
yeah, it's a
fine. Okay. Point is the question. Anyone who holds that a whole lung is kosher is out, right? Because you all. But that's such an important point. Because what do you call it? Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi Kshera. Umishun time at the simpon anaka ve'al unehi nami de derech simpon ba hare lo besimponos nimses. Because if there were a needle in the lung, if you say it went to the trachea, what had to happen?
Had to puncture simpone.
Because otherwise, where would the needle be?
In the simpone,
right? Obviously. In other words, if you're finding a needle in the lung, the bronchial. Okay, sorry. Let's use it. Okay, you know where bronchial is, right? Bronchial.
Simpone
is Hebrew or Aramaic for bronchial.
Simpone?
Simpone. Samech mem pei vav nun. So let's understand something. Okay. I find a needle in the lung. Let's take the whole lung case. Okay. I find a needle in the lung. How'd it get there? Oh, I'm going to say it got to the trachea. Okay. Right. Exactly. Notice, if it's in the lung tissue, it had to make a hole somewhere.
Right.
Otherwise, if it were still a trachea thing, it wouldn't be in the lung. You know where it would be? Somewhere in the bronchioles. And it's not in the bronchioles. And the only way to exit the bronchioles is by making a hole. And guess what? Rav Nachman comes along and says, holes in simponos are trefa. So this whole business about a finding needle in the lung could never be an issue of it being kosher. It's impossible. It can never be kosher.
The whole business.
The whole bit, right. Why can't it be kosher? Because it had to make a hole in the bronchial. And a hole in the bronchial is a trefa.
Yeah.
So the Gemara's got a nifty answer. What's the answer? Hahu l'chaver itmar. Get out your pictures, please. What's that case? Let's take a look here. This guy.
Hold on.
And that's the main thing I want to get to.
Does anybody have a problem with the bucket that says that it's tray from the whole lung, therefore it has to be tray from the half lung?
I'll say it again.
That was the original opinion, right? It's tray from the whole in the entire lung, therefore if you find it in half a lung, it's for sure
tray. I'm not sure. So what does that mean? Let's get this part, and I'll answer your question. What does this mean here? What's this case? Okay? Hahu l'chaver itmar. So what's l'chaver itmar mean?
How else it says to his friend?
What? But what does it mean that's his friend?
The guy next to him.
Okay, so look. This is the bifurcation from the trachea to the two, what? The two main bronchioles. So what happens here? If you look carefully, I'm going to... What? Bronchi. So if you look carefully here, I may have to draw it to make it a little clearer for you guys. Watch. It's fascinating. So watch what happens here. Okay? Because this is what I want to pick up. And this is, we're going to finally work our way back to that Rambam. Watch this. You have your trachea, okay? And then you have bronchial A and B, okay? And let's just make it simple. Obviously, it's not what actually takes place. Okay. All right? Watch. If there's a hole here, right? That's a trachea. That's a trachea. Why?
Right there. Isn't it right there? What if there's a hole in the trachea?
Oh, that's a good question. For now, we're going to say it's not a problem.
So don't we assume it's
we'll get to trachea. We'll get to trachea soon. We're not ready for trachea yet. Let's just, right now, we don't care about
the bronchioles.
Okay? Right. The symptom. Yeah. Bronchial. So, if there's a hole here, what do we say? Trachea. Why?
Next to a friend.
Why does that matter?
It's hard.
What?
It's kasha.
And, wait, what? Therefore what? How do you know that?
I didn't catch that.
Oh, good. So therefore what?
I didn't catch that.
Okay. If the hole is found at the point of bifurcation, okay,
yes. Oh, right,
then we hold it's a trefa, right there.
No one agrees it's a trefa?
Everyone agrees it's a trefa.
Everyone agrees it's a trefa.
Yeah. Okay. So what would so when you see, one second, when you see the needle in the lung, what do you have to look at? Well, yeah, you have to actually look at this area. Okay. Right. So if it came out here, we're going to say what? What? Everyone says it's a trefa. Why?
It's half a lung or a full
lung. Because we can't reseal it up.
Okay, good. And what's going to reseal it up?
The friend.
No.
Itself.
It's no, the close. Lung. The lung. Meaning, what would normally happen? Because that's the look at the other case there. See the other example there, the vertical pipe.
Why what's can't happen- the reseal that?
What
why
happens
can't
there?
That?
Well, I'll show you what happens there.
Well, the lung kind of fills it in.
Right, the lung tissue grows in down here. Here it happens to be. This actually is true.
Just by nature, of the lung.
Yeah, by nature, the lung tissue doesn't
do
quite
get
to.
No, it's just
what? Something's right. So the problem is, let me just get the facts.
They like knew that like biologically.
Yeah, you can. They're quite large, the bronchial. So they saw the tissue here, the lung tissue doesn't quite go past this point.
But they noticed that elsewhere in the bronchioles, they
it does because it does. Themselves. Yeah, it does. So now, here, what's going to happen?
There's no sealing up.
There's no sealing up that's going to take place. But here, no, what will happen?
If they find a hole, or if they find a sealed hole.
There's no sealed hole.
Yeah,
there.
Sealed hole.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
No, further down.
There is no sealed hole here. There's no more hole. It is a sealed hole, but I'm saying there's no more hole to speak of.
Is there evidence that there was a hole?
No. They're going to say that what happens down here...
Oh, so as in if you don't find it at the root, then we assumed it came out somewhere else and it healed itself.
Correct. Right. And that is?
Kosher.
Yeah. Okay?
Because it's sealed itself.
Fascinating, right?
But what if you did find a
That's
hole
my question.
Elsewhere? So what if it didn't heal itself?
Problem. We saw the problem as saying that if not every case of a machat in the lung is kosher, okay? If we find the needle in there and there's a hole, everyone agrees it went through the simpone. The question is where? If it went through the top part, that's definitely trefa, right? And therefore, the guys who say it's always treif are referring to that. But if it went out through here, you can have machlokas, whether it's kosher or treif. So the issue of whether it's kosher or treif is dependent upon the exit point of the needle. If it exited lower down on the bronchial, then it's fine. If it exited at the point of bifurcation, that's a problem, okay? One second. The Gemara says, not so fast. The Amar of Nachman.
Amar of Nachman. Hi.
Okay. So what's that case? Do you have... So Hadur, the Kanta, right? The Inkiv, what? Lahade Chavre. Same thing. Right? And yet, what do we say there? We say what? Why? Magin Aleha. What does Magin Aleha mean? Magin Avraham. One defends the other. So these guys, just because these guys don't get along, right?
Kosher?
Well, that's what Magin Aleha means. It's kosher.
They're each competing to be the sole bronchial.
Right. So one defends the other. So in the case of the Kanta, it's not a trefa. It's kosher, right? Okay. So the Gemara says no. Amar Avashi. This is why you had to do that Gemara and Nun Dal, whatever it was. One second, you're telling me one trefa is like another? Like you guys are asking, so you can't, no patience. Then we're saying, we have a principle already, which is what? You don't compare one trefa to another trefa. They're two different kinds of trefas. What does a kanta have to do with the lung? Right. Umesa mikan v'chaya, right? Okay, so... No, no, that's the next case. All right, so that's it. So the Gemara says you can't compare trefos one to the other.
Thing was
that's a great question.
Yep.
So much to answer.
So much. So much. So little time.